USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former campaign manager and friend Corey Lewandowski is testifying before a House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday to talk about the president's alleged efforts to get in the way of a federal probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. House Judiciary Ranking Member Republican Doug Collins says what he thinks these hearings have become.
Let's read the Mueller report for audiobook. That's what we've become. We had Mr. Mueller here. Had a long day of it. Judging by all accounts, it didn't go real well.
Vice President Mike Pence says the United States is working closely with Saudi Arabia to evaluate evidence after the weekend attack on Saudi's biggest oil refinery.
In the wake of this weekend's unprovoked attack on several oil facilities in Saudi Arabia, I promise you, we're ready.
During a speech in Washington, D.C., Vice President Pence says Iran continues to be the prime suspect in the attack. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A broadcast news legend has passed away. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
We're following two major stories tonight.
Cokie Roberts was a lifelong journalist, but she's most known for her time on NPR as a host of Morning Edition and later as an ABC News political commentator.
The American people don't want this to go on.
But he can't do it. I didn't inhale, and I didn't, I wasn't ever drafted.
Roberts fought breast cancer in 2002 and recently acknowledged some health issues were causing her to lose weight. Roberts won countless awards. She wrote 8 books and was named Living Legend by the Library of Congress in 2008. Cokie Roberts was 75.
Around 600,000 pounds of gold medal flour that may contain E. coli are being recalled by General Mills. The company says a voluntary recall is for 5-pound bags with a use-by date of September 6, 2020. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as President Trump's former campaign manager testifies on Capitol Hill, he was able to give an opening statement.
This country has spent over 3 years and $40 million taxpayer dollars on these investigations, and it's now clear that the investigation was populated by many Trump haters who had their own agenda to take down a duly elected president of the United States. As for actual collusion or conspiracy, there was none. What there has been, however, is harassment of this president from the day he won the election.
David Ortiz spoke publicly Monday for the first time about what he's going through after being shot. It's been 3 months since the Boston Red Sox legend was left fighting for his life after being shot in a bar in the Dominican Republic. He's underwent 3 surgeries and tells ABC News what he remembers about that day when he was shot.
I remember being with my friend, having a drink, talking, all of a sudden I get shot, and I thought I was in the middle of a nightmare. I remember telling the doctor, don't let me die, you know, I got kids that I want to be with them.
And regarding his recovery, Ortiz says,
before I got my third surgery, I lost a little bit of hope. The doctors, a Mass General, they were amazing.
As far as Ortiz's biggest takeaways from this whole incident, he says,
I have learned that your life can change in seconds. You know, and not only yours, your life and the people around you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.